It has been another wet winter for much of our farmland here in the southeast. And Chip Blaylock with the Sunbelt Ag Expo says that is certainly true for the Expo's 600-acre research farm in Moultrie, Georgia.
We are very, very wet right now. Not only are we wet, but the cool nights have kept the soil temperatures down. So not only are we dealing with the wet, soggy conditions, but we're also dealing with cool soil temperatures. We're probably going to get the corn crop in by the last week of March, which will be okay, you know, with our demo plots for that. And hopefully we'll have some more favorable rainfall coming in a little more timely manner in April and May so we can get the peanuts, cotton, and soybeans in.
And of course, all of our farmers have a certain window designated to get their crops planted. But as Chip notes, that window is much smaller and more specific for the Expo.
Especially for peanuts, cotton, and soybeans. You know, we do harvest them at the show. We'll actually plant another crop of corn in June, some 110-day corn for the demos during the show this year. And we have a small window that we have to have those crops come off that second week of October. And it's also the same thing with our hay. You know, last year we fought the excessive rain, and we actually gave ourselves another couple weeks on the hay. But with all the rain, the hay was washed out, and it wasn't as much. We still had enough for the demos. But it's really a big puzzle we try to put together every year to make sure we have the crops ready for the demonstrations for field day and the Expo.
And for this year, those dates are July 10th for the field day and October 14th, 15th, and 16th for the big show, the 37th Annual Sunbelt Ag Expo. Julie Magpeak with Southeast AgNet.